This is KWBU. Since the early 2000s, states from Colorado and New Mexico to Louisiana and Mississippi have come to Waco for the Southwest Regional Little League Tournament. For the 8 teams that participate, the goal is a trip to the Little League World Series. For softball teams, that means going to Portland, Oregon. For baseball, it's a trip to South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The teams battling on this day are the number 1 seed Texas West and number 4 seed New Mexico. Al Letario is from San Antonio. He's at the tournament cheering on his daughter, who is the pitcher for the Texas West team.
This team's been together for a couple of years now. This is their second year go at Little League World Series hitting into Portland. These girls are a very talented group of the ages of 13 and 12-year-olds.
For the last 15 years, girls and boys have flocked to Waco to get one step closer to fulfilling their Little League dreams. After structural changes in 2001, the state was split to include Texas West and Texas East, since the state has an overabundance of teams and leagues.
And with that expansion, domestically and international, we were able to convert ourselves into a region, encompassing 7 different states, from Colorado to Mississippi.
That's Sergio Guzman, the director of the Little League Southwest Region. The tournament, he says, is largely volunteer-supported and takes about 10 months of prep work. But it's all worth it, he says, because it's about more than just the game.
You know, it's our mission. It's truly our mission as human beings, as a person, as an individual. You want to see this kid grow in a good way, become great citizens, truly learn the values of Little League, learn the values that we represent, of sportsmanship, discipline, hard work, camaraderie.
From just outside right field, Letario is watching the Texas West team take the field, and he agrees with Guzman. It's not just about innings, runs, outs, or wins. It's about personal development.
Well, I think the sport in general is growing so big, and that's why you see a lot of these little ladies, student athletes, playing the game, because the adversity that they're going to be challenged in the future, this is a major tool in their toolbox when they come out in the real world after they finish playing this great game.
While Letario has seen growth in his area, across the board that number has stagnated and dropped precipitously. That's according to a 2015 article by the Washington Street Journal that looked at data from the National Sporting Goods Association. The NSGA report found between 2000 and 2013, softball numbers dropped from 5.4 million participants to 3.2 million for girls aged 7 to 17. For baseball and other major sports like football and basketball, there was a similar drop. But for the still high number of participants and their parents, tournaments like this are also instrumental in developing their child's knowledge of the sport, says Joe Luedas, whose daughter plays with the New Mexico team.
Oh, this has been great. This has been great for her. This really gives them a lot of opportunity to see what it is like to go somewhere else and play with other kids that are also well-rounded in baseball, and really know the rules of baseball also with all the umpires and everything else.
And as these boys and girls get older and return to their communities, Guzman hopes they take the lessons they've learned on the field and use them off the field.
And they will become good people. They will become good people. First and foremost, that's what we want, for them not to necessarily go and chase any other distractions, temptations, any of that sort, but truly just become outstanding citizens.
The softball round of the regional tournament wraps up today as Texas East faces Texas West in the final. Opening ceremonies for the baseball round of the Southwest Regional Tournament start tomorrow. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.